Various meanings of push and pull. It is important to review the various ways that push and pull can be used in supply chains to help avoid confusion in this area. From a supply chain strategy perspective, push systems involve central planning determining the needs of the supply chain network based on forecast data. The forecasts may be based on historical demand from customers and/or orders from supply chain partners, such as distribution centers. Issues include the following. Basing forecasts on orders from immediate downstream customers can result in much higher variability than if demand from ultimate customers is used. Such variability, the bullwhip effect, results in greater variances in production matches, excess inventory, and other high safety stocks or high risks of stockouts. Higher risk of obsolescence as the system cannot react to demand changes quickly. Poor customer service levels unless demand is very stable. In its most extreme form, a pure pull-based supply chain strategy would involve holding no inventory and only responding to specific orders. Such systems require fast information flow, usually directly from the point of sale to the manufacturer. The demand information might be transferred daily, but the orders would still be placed periodically. The daily demand data enable the manufacturer to continuously adjust quantities and mixes, which can shorten lead times and decrease variability in the inventory that would be needed to mitigate that variability. Issues with this method include the following. Demand variability and supply disruptions create high risks of stockouts or backorders of unacceptable duration. Lead times needed for components may be too long to enable a competitive order promise date. Push-pull systems are fairly common now. These systems enable earlier supply chain stages to operate in a push manner and later stages to be demand pull. The idea is to enable both efficiency and responsiveness, make and assemble to order systems push to a certain point, and then switch to pull for final differentiation. Earlier stages of make to stock goods can start out undifferentiated, raw materials or semi-finished goods able to be used in many products, and become more and more differentiated at various stages. Less differentiated materials can aggregate demand from the multiple sources and reduce variability using a push strategy. Pull can take over when products become more differentiated and demand variability increases. Replenishment of inventory to various supply chain parties can also have a push or pull element, as is discussed more next. Push or pull in replenishment. In addition to an overall supply chain context, for example, what to make and when to make it, push and pull can be applied at the item level to replenishment, who orders, and when and how much to order. Pure push replenishment involves central supply determining how much and or when to send inventory to each party. Push replenishment can ensure that supply is spread out fairly among the various parties, but requires partners who are willing to participate in such a system, for example, subsidiaries. Pure pull replenishment involves each supply chain party determining how much to order and or when to order independently, and some form of this is often necessary given independent parties. It can create shortages in one area, for example, if other participants are creating hedge inventories due to backorders in the past. However, it also enables use of market-based pricing to ration goods out to customers who want the inventory the most. Most often, replenishment has elements of both push and pull. Systems that send inventory out on a set schedule enable all orders for a particular store or region to be aggregated for delivery, so this is a form of push. However, these systems usually allow specific supply chain partners to determine quantities themselves, which is pull replenishment. Conversely, systems that fix the order quantity but allow the order point to vary enable shipments of a minimum order quantity and/or an economic order quantity, which involves a different form of push to some degree. However, because the party ordering has the ability to order only when there is sufficient need, it has a pull quality. The type of goods being sold can dictate the choice of method chosen since each has trade-offs. Grocery stores fix the delivery point because they have multiple items that all need to be replenished at different rates, and a single shipment can consolidate those deliveries. Similarly, products with high shipping costs, such as large or bulky items, for example, furniture, need to share delivery costs with other aggregated regional orders. Conversely, when there are multiple shipping options, for example, package services or transportation cost, is less of a factor for other reasons, such as use of a minimum order quantity, then lead time reduction becomes more important and methods that ship on demand are preferred. The timing of orders is critical since it affects both inventory costs and customer service. If items are ordered too frequently or too soon, average inventory increases and the inventory investment is underperforming. If items are not ordered frequently enough or too late, there will be stockouts that affect customers and sales. Note that the question of when to order applies primarily to items with independent demand. Order timing for items with dependent demand will most likely be addressed by a material requirements planning system.